The UK's greatest electric light orchestra tribute act has arrived in the Phoenix FM studio. Now, drawing inspiration from all of ELO's phases, the ELO Encounter combines lights, projections, lasers, and massive hits to provide a fast-paced and exciting show. The ELO Encounter are appearing at the Brentwood Theatre on the 9th of July, so I'm pleased to welcome them here now. Hi, folks.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello, everybody. Now, there's five of you in the studio today, and I'm terrible remembering names, so perhaps you could all introduce yourselves one by one and tell us what part you play in the band. First of all, it's Simon Dove.
Simon Dove it is, Bob. Yes, thank you very much. I play the drums in
right.
the band.
Okay.
Hello. I'm Jack. I'm main vocals and keyboards.
Right.
There's another Simon over here. I play the bass and backing vocals.
Right.
Hi, Bob. My name's Martin, and I play guitar and vocals. And over there, without a microphone, yeah. we have Henry.
Hello,
does
Henry.
Our sound.
Right. Well, I've got a question for Henry later on, so we'll talk to Henry in a minute. Okay. Now, also, someone's missing today, I believe. Jasmine,
yes.
tell us all about Jasmine.
Well, there's two people actually. Jasmine plays violin for us and also sings. She sings Xanadu brilliantly, I must say. And we've also got Esme, who plays cello for us as well.
Wow. So it's quite a lineup then. So there's stuff can't count. Seven of you? Six of you?
Yeah, six and with the sound guy, seven. But we'd like more, to be honest. But to try and get up to Jeff Lynne standards.
Well, indeed,
But we need bigger theatres, I think.
Okay. Well, Jack, now, you're the founder of the band, I believe. Tell us how it all got started.
Well, I've always been a massive ELO fan. When I was about 13, I was just listening to the compilation albums and all of them together. So Jeff Lynne came back kind of thing, and that really sort of put it into my head, because we'd already had the idea of like, oh, we should do an ELO band. And initially it was going to be a rock opera of all things.
Okay.
We were going to do like a whole story about it, but we started doing the tracks and we thought, these songs are just so good, it doesn't need the story.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I am a big fan of Jeff Lynne. I think he's amazing. Mm. You know, composer, musician, producer. It's sort of never ending, is it? But the one, you know, great respect to the band. The one thing I think he lacks a little bit is a bit of stage presence. Would you agree? When you've seen him live, he kind of he wanders up to the microphone, sort of shuffles up. Right, well, that was, and this is, doesn't he?
Yeah, I can't
like that
charm,
though.
I can't think of the word for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, on your website, it mentions that the band was put together by theatre veterans. So what are your backgrounds in theatre work?
We've done a few things. I mean, Martin's got a tremendous background in theatre and music generally, but we've been in other shows, the Blues Brothers Experience.
Right.
That's still going around. A Soul Town show, Searchers and Hollies Experience.
Okay.
We also do a 60s show as well, we've done in the past. Quite a number of things, but if I turn you over to Martin, you'll be here for about half an hour with all the things he's done.
Well, you're welcome, Martin. Tell us some of the things you've done.
Yeah, well, I've been in it all my life, really, and I'm about 11-1 now.
So,
yes, I've been MD to various various outfits, including a lot of the American vocal people.
Right.
The Drifters, the Platters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of those. Jimmy Ruffin. Gosh, I mean, I don't know. I didn't bring a list, but there's a lot of them.
Right. Yeah.
And also a lot of comics.
Right.
Which is another completely different ball game. I've worked with Jim Davidson, Freddie Starr, Bob Monkhouse, Michael, who was the guy who it all went wrong for?
Michael Barrymore.
Michael, he's a lovely chap.
Oh, very funny man. But, as you say, well, we've less said about that.
We
were, probably.
Yes,
Now, many of these songs, they're pretty big productions and they're pretty complicated. Is it difficult to reproduce the ELO sound with just the six or seven of you? And how do you pick out the parts?
That's it takes some doing. You have to listen to the songs and try and work out the key elements and try and reproduce those. I mean, with today's keyboards, Jack's the keyboard player, you can do an awful lot of backing up the strings, and there's quite a lot of synth stuff on ELO's songs originally anyway. But if you get the key elements, you can get the sound of the tracks over. It's never going to be quite the same as a huge production by Jeff Lynne himself, but it certainly captures the sound of it, I think. Certainly. I mean, Jack could probably comment more on that.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's we have a little box with a bunch of little orchestra players in it, and they're very small, but it's a very big sound.
And there's other things. I mean, Martin embellishes the guitar parts to try and cover for some of the string parts. You know, there's various ways of getting around it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot with vocal harmonies as well you can do to actually build the sound up.
Right, okay. So what's the most difficult song to reproduce, would you say?
Mr. Blue Sky, it's got to be the massive orchestra at the end.
Yeah. I think there's other ones that are difficult because of the keys. Things like I'm Alive.
Right,
that's very high. You know, I've noticed when Jefflin plays these things live these days, he knocks them down a tone or two.
Right.
But if you try and do it in the original key, they're very, very stretching.
Have to get the pants on.
Well, you know, you sent me some tracks earlier, and I've got to say, I'm really impressed with the accuracy of them. I think you do a great job on them. I think we should hear one now. This is your version of ELO's Turn to Stone. Absolutely fantastic. That's ELO Encounter and their version of ELO's Turn to Stone. Absolutely wonderful. Round of applause. Well done. Right, so who wants to tell us all about the show then?
What would you like to know?
Well, well, you could tell us where it is and when it is and what happens on the stage. Come on.
Okay, well, we've got a gig here at Brentwood Theatre on Sunday the 9th of July.
Yep.
The doors open for that at 7:30. And it'll be the full show. We have, of course, all the music, the stage set up. We've also got back projection for each track, which is running behind us.
Yeah.
So that gives the audience another sort of visual perspective.
Yeah.
And that works really well with the music.
Right. Well, one of the questions was, who looks after the lights and the sound and all that? And
he's over there.
Here he comes. He's coming in now. Sorry, introduce yourself again.
Yes, I'm Henry Round, so I'm sitting out the front with their little tablet doing all the sound engineering and the...
On a tablet?
Yeah, it's really clever.
That's amazing. I've never seen that. No.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, it's all done via...
iPad, isn't it?
Yeah, wireless these days. So you can leave the mixing desk on stage and Henry's free to wander around out front and just enjoy the show.
Right. So, I mean, what do you pre-program the mixing desk for each number or something? Ah, right, you do. Okay, I see. What's the hardest part of controlling all these lights and the sound then?
I guess it's just the... everything going on at once, you say. You've got try not to get actually just listen to the song and like
trying to get the balance right.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you get caught up in it. Caught up and listen to the song and forget. I'm not meant to be mixing this.
All right, brilliant. Well, I mean, the next thing I was going to move on to, from what I've seen on your website, you've had some really fantastic reviews, haven't you? I'll just quote a couple of them. Fantastic performance. I've never seen such a standing ovation here, and that was from a theatre manager, I think.
Yeah,
that one.
From Phil Patty. Yeah.
Great show. That Mr. Blue Sky was spot on. Spectacular show. Great friendly atmosphere from the band, and really loved it. Even my teenager was smiling.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you get a sort of range of ages coming along to the concerts?
Yeah, we do. I think this is one of the real positive things about the music.
Yeah.
Is that it goes across generations.
Yeah, it does appeal. It's got wide appeal.
70s right through to now.
Yeah.
It's why it's come back, I think. You know, it's so good. People who were that age when they first heard it, and then you play it to younger people now and they still like it. That's, you know,
fantastic. So what about audience reaction? I mean, do you encourage them to sort of sing along and dance in the aisles and all that? And does that happen?
Don't need to encourage them, really.
The one in Birmingham.
We played at the Roadhouse in Birmingham, which is like a traditional sort of rock and roll venue, you know, very basic, but the people there really get into their music, and they sung the entire set for us.
Fantastic.
Sang along to the guitar solo in Mr. Blue Sky, of all things. So,
Brilliant. There's something I read you that some of you, if not all, recently got to play alongside legendary ELO founder member Bev Bevan and Trevor Burton, the guitarist from The Move. How did that happen, and what was it like?
That was at the Empire Theatre in Halstead. So it was a joint show, basically. They were there as The Move, and it was fantastic. And that Simon Dove there on drums, Martin, and also a chap that isn't here, Jeff Thomas. We all played alongside them, and chatting to them in the dressing room, and it was fantastic. So down to earth, unbelievable, and loads of stories which I can't repeat.
Okay,
particularly Bev Bevan, a ton of them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now there's so much great ELO material out there. How do you get to choose the set list, and does it change from show to show?
Yeah, I mean, we try and vary it. I don't know where I came up with the set list, to be honest. Right. It's a thing that people always come back to. Say, oh, yeah, worked really well together. I'm like, oh, I just chucked it together.
Oh, well.
No, we've got a good sort of dancey bit at the end and stuff, and we try and get it all, you know, so it'll be a good experience for the audience. So
try and get a
bit
balance.
A bit of variance.
It is difficult. There's so many good songs.
You
don't want to leave things out. But we try and make sure all the big hits are in there, and then some tracks for the real fans as well. And we also take feedback after the show. So we've had people suggest various things that we've added to the show. And we're in the process of adding more things. We want to add Tight Rope. Standing in the Rain, because Jeff Lynne's been opening his recent shows with that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great show to me. So have you played the Brentwood Theatre before?
No, first time.
Oh, it's a lovely, intimate theatre. Have you actually been in there and had a look?
I nipped in very quickly, dropped off a banner for them and some posters, but didn't get much of a chance to have a look around. They were very busy at the time, for another show.
I think you'll enjoy it, and I hope you do. So it's all happening at the Brentwood Theatre next Sunday, the 9th of July. Tickets are available by calling the box office on 01277 200305 between 1pm and 4pm Monday to Friday, or you can book online via the theatre's website. That's brentwood-theatre.co.uk. And you were telling me while we were listening to your track there that Jeff Lynne's coming himself.
It would be nice. I don't think we can afford him, but it would be great. We have got can we mention the competition on our website? So do you want to read out the question?
Yes, there will be a question posted on the ELO Encounter website very soon. Can I mention put the question out, give people a chance to get their responses in. The question is, this year marked the 40th anniversary of the release of a classic ELO album. What was that album called?
Right.
Okay, so if you know the answer to that, then hold fire, and that question will be on our website probably very soon.
Within an hour or so.
I'm going to have a go at that myself, I think. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. I hope it's a fantastic gig for you all. We're going to play out with another of your great ELO tracks in a moment. But first, actually, I think you've just done it. I was going to ask you, can you tell us where people can find out a bit more about you? That was your website, wasn't it? Do you want to give it out again, Simon?
Yes, it's www.elo-encounter.co.uk.
Wonderful. You got a Facebook page?
If you just type in ELO Encounter on Facebook, do a search for that, we'll show up. We've got a fair number of subscribers, but we'd like a lot more.
Okay.
It's building up.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. All right, well, here you all are then. This is ELO Encounter with Evil Woman, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you.
Cheers. Yeah.